A number of issues at the forefront of the election were considered at the forum hosted by the Chamber of Commerce. At the top of the list was how to revitalize a struggling downtown. While tourism is increasingly becoming Basalt's main industry, business owners say attracting visitors downtown is tough. Local architect Jeff Orsalak says the town should look to its assets to draw in visitors. He used the example of the creator of Kentucky Fried Chicken, who realized his product, not his location, was the draw.
Basalt's vitality comes from its versatility. Towns adapt that adapt thrive. You know, I'm an architect and a planner of vibrant communities, and I help people figure out what their fried chicken is, whether it's designing a bus stop for Snowmass or Willits. I find out what our fried chicken is, and that's my goal, is to help us find out what our fried chicken's going to be going forward.
And our fried chicken is a charming, historic, small town, keeping its small town character.
Bernie Grauer is retired and chairs Basalt's Planning and Zoning Commission. He says more residential and hotel development will get people downtown, as well as maintaining the core's connection to the riverfront.
And I think we definitely need more greening of the town, more pedestrian connections, and a central focus, public plaza with fountains and public art.
Mark Kittle, whose roots run deep in the valley, says he's watched the area transition from farming and ranching to construction, and finally to tourism.
And the lodging's the big, the big item for me. Without hotels and conference centers, we're not going to attract the tourists and the fly fishermen or the big 300 people groups, into this pretty little community. If I were to be elected, I think I'm going to push hard to get the lodges in.
Richard Duddy, a former Basalt restaurant owner and realtor, says because small towns have fewer jobs than cities, finding vitality is more challenging.
We basically got three industries. We've got the service industry, we've got the construction industry, and then, I hate to say this, we got the real estate industry. And so we don't have, unlike some towns, the ability to really broaden a huge industrial or whatever base.
Next, the candidates were asked about marijuana and how local government should handle possible sales of recreational pot. The answers varied, but most candidates said voters in the area supported approving legal weed, so that should guide decision-making. Kittle, who works as the chief building official in Snowmass Village, says responsible education, regulation, and taxation are key.
As far as my position on marijuana, it's similar to alcohol in my opinion. We need to have similar regulation as we do on alcohol, stiff penalties. And if that just doesn't work for the town, then put it on the election in November.
Grauer says he's in favor of heavy regulation because of concerns about pot getting into the hands of kids.
I would say I am leaning strongly against allowing medical marijuana, but I would wait for the open council discussion and for the public to weigh in. And I think at a minimum, we should enforce the moratorium for another year until we have a clear regulatory environment.
Another question zeroed in on public-private partnerships and whether they should be pursued. In recent years, the town has partnered with nonprofits, governments, and private groups on things like development projects. Orsalik says such partnerships are the bedrock of the community.
And I think it's great, whether it's tax incentives, partnerships, or just reaching out to landowners. This is what we're doing now. I think it's great because we're now looking to create a strong future for Basalt. We're looking to create the Basalt that we want.
Affordable housing was another topic the candidates tackled. Candidate Richard Duddy says dealing with the problem of finding homes workers can afford is difficult, and he sees it regularly in his work as a realtor.
For the last 2 years, I could get two teachers, both making 40 grand a year, so it's 80, not 60, and I could find them something, find them a lender. It only took 1 year, and I can't find those buyers anything anymore. So clearly we have to somehow bridge the gap.
Retiree Bernie Grauer says any family making under $60,000 a year probably has a need for affordable housing. He prefers partnerships over requirements for developers to build affordable housing. He says those are too onerous.
Results have shown we have built very little affordable housing using that economic model. We are on the cusp of building 100 units of affordable housing by being in partnership with the Archdiocese and the developers of Willits, 60 there, and Real America and Eagle in Pitkin County.
Candidate Gary Tenenbaum, who works for Pitkin County and served on town council in the past, couldn't be there. Audio from the entire forum can be found on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. The election is April 1st. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.